Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish. This morning we have Joanne on the phone. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Hi, Joanne. We got your nomination for Christmas Wish for Sonia. Who is Sonia to you?
She is my sister-in-law.
Okay.
All right, well, we're going to get her on the line, and then we'll have you read your nomination, okay?
Okay,
all right, hang on.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sonia?
Yes, this is her.
Sonia, it's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. We're doing really
good. We're really good. I don't know if you know, but we're doing our Christmas Wish this year again, and we got a nomination from your sister-in-law, Joanne, for you. Yes, we did, and we have Joanne on the line. Say hello.
Hi.
I'm crying.
She wrote a really nice email and nomination. Would it be okay if she read that, Sonia?
Sure.
All right, Joanne, go ahead.
Okay. March 9th, 2017, was Jose's, my husband's brother, 32nd birthday. On the eve of his birthday, he made the decision to celebrate early with his friends. It would be his last evening on this earth. He passed away the morning of his 32nd birthday. Cardiac arrest. Sonia and Jose have been together for over 17 years, met as teenagers, and together have four children, ages 18, 12, 9, and 5. Our lives turned upside down when we received the devastating news. I was home waiting for my husband to arrive after picking up our children, and I hear a bang on the door. Confused on who it might be pounding on the door, I walk to the window to see my mother-in-law's car parked in my driveway. As I open the door, she collapsed in my arms, crying and yelling out, Jose has passed away. Jose has passed away. I couldn't actually comprehend what she was saying. I sat her over on the couch and kneeled beside her. She said it again. Jose has passed away. I immediately began crying and tried my best to console her. Then my heart sank even more. My husband was going to arrive any second with my children. She stated he was still at her daughter's house, deceased in her room and waiting for coroner to arrive. Seconds later, my husband arrived. You know, in life you experience ups and downs, but nothing can compare to having to tell your spouse devastating news his sibling passed away. He saw the look in my eyes and knew something bad had happened. After consoling him, he immediately wanted to go where Jose was at. The drive there was the most heartbreaking drive ever, and it was just the beginning. We arrived and were allowed to go in to see him, to hug him, and love on him one last time. While there, the world stopped. We didn't even realize Sonia hasn't even been notified yet. The call was made, and all was said on phone was to get here fast. It's about Jose. Sonia rushed over and had to witness the love of her life being wheeled out in a body bag. It was the most heartbreaking thing to ever have to endure. Later that evening, after we gathered family at our house, we sat Jose's children down to give them the devastating news. My heart still hasn't healed, nor has anyone else's. We laid Jose to rest, and time doesn't stop. Our lives continue on, and Sonia is now a single mother of four boys. Jose was a sole provider. Jose had hopes and dreams of opening up a barbershop one day. Since 2017, I've seen Sonia struggle to provide for her four boys. She's a strong woman with a passion for her kids and life. Instead of playing the victim role, she's managed to carry a big smile on her face for her boys, providing them the best that she can. She has amazed me with her courage and strength to not give up. It really amazes me, her strength. Her boys were really close with her dad. The days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months, and months turn into years. And the boys don't have their father. I'm nominating Sonia for Christmas Wish in hopes and prayers we choose her for this holiday season to brighten her day and bring some Christmas joy to her and her boys. They deserve it so much. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Man.
Sonia, first of all, and Joanne, we want to say how deeply sorry we are for the loss of Jose in your life.
Thank you.
You just had to pick up the ball and keep going. And from what Joanne says, it sounds like you're really a strong woman. And that's it's awesome that you do that for your kids.
How are your boys doing?
They're okay. We're okay. I mean, it's day by day, you know?
Sure.
It's
yeah.
Once someone's in your life every day and not no more, you learn how to pick up and go. I do the best I can for each of them. They're boys, so,
yeah.
You know, it's tough.
Do you have a tree this year?
Not yet.
All right, so first of all, our good friends at Armstrong's Garden Centers want to give you a $75 gift card so you guys can go get a tree and pick it out as a family and get that all set up, okay?
Oh, wow, okay.
Because Christmas always starts there with the tree. We have some really cool friends at Barron's Market, and they want to make sure that you guys have a Christmas dinner, so they're going to give you a $100 gift card and get yourself a great Christmas dinner, okay?
Okay.
Now, let's talk about your boys a little bit. You have four boys, right?
Yes.
Let's start with the youngest. His name is Joey?
Yes.
How old is Joey?
He's 5.
We want to give you some things to wrap up and put under that tree for Joey this year, okay? So we have the Paw Patrol Mighty Jets for Joey. And we have a Playmobil action set. And you can wrap it up and put under the tree for him for Christmas morning. And let's talk a little bit about Johnny. Now, he is how old?
He's 9.
We have the most fantastic tow truck that you can wrap up and put under the tree for Johnny, okay?
And Sonia, we apologize in advance because it makes a lot of noise.
It's fine.
Okay, good. All right, and then how about Jose? Now, Jose is 12?
Yes.
What does he like to do?
Games.
Games, okay.
Good.
Can I tell you, we want to get Jose a game that I had when I was a kid that I absolutely loved. It's the NFL electric football game. And this, oh my goodness, I had so much fun playing this, and he will too, and all the kids can play it. And so we're going to get you that to wrap under the tree for Jose, okay?
Okay.
Now let's talk a little bit about Joshua. He's 18?
Yes, he's the oldest.
And he kind of understands this all a little bit more. How is he doing?
He's doing great. He's graduated high school, and
wow.
He's at the barber, and his plans are to do what Dad would have wanted.
And so Jose was a barber, and now Joshua wants to follow in his footsteps, huh?
Yes.
Good, because we want you to wrap up the Barber Box Professional Kit by Miyazaki for him. A really beautiful professional barber kit, and I think he's just going to love it, and it will give him a great start in that direction.
Thank you so much. I'm all full of tears now.
So I am too.
We understand that you probably could use a little bit of a break. I mean, you've been doing a lot. Our friends at Sequan Casino and Resort would like you to come out and spend the night, and then they would like you to go to Spa Ritual, and they've got a massage for two people ready to go for you.
Oh, no way. Oh, wow.
They want you to have a little getaway. You know, maybe Joshua can look after the kids and you can escape with a friend and have a little time for yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing that around Christmas time we find out, cash is always a little bit slimmer on Christmas time and the holidays. And oh my goodness, with the gas prices right now.
So ridiculous.
And we know that you do a lot of running around with the kids. So we wanted to give you a $500 gas card so you can keep gas in the car and do whatever you
and
need to do.
And don't have to worry about it.
Okay?
Oh my God, gas is like the number one worry on my list now that their dad's been gone. That's the number one. I'm like, oh.
Well, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah. For as long as that lasts, at least it'll help you through. Yeah.
And then, you know, there's like bills, there's other things that you need to take care of. Maybe the kids need some clothes or whatever. So we would like to also give you $1,000 cash to do whatever you want with.
Is that going to help out a little bit, Sonia?
More than you will ever know. They grow so fast. There's just things that I can't do alone.
Yeah.
That's true, and we totally get that. We just wanted to maybe
make this a little easier.
Christmas a little bit easier than the last couple of Christmases. And thanks so much to Joanne for letting us know about you, Sonia. Joanne, thank you for being a Christmas angel.
Oh, my gosh. No worries. It means the world to me. I'm so happy. My heart is so full.
Oh, good. And again, we're so sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Joanne.
I just need two more things from you. One, we want you to hug your kids for us. And the other thing is, I need a Merry Christmas on the count of three. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.